Tonight, we explore the chilling saga of the Zodiac Killer, who terrorized Northern California in the late 1960s with a series of brazen murders and taunting letters to the police and media. Strap in as we decode the cryptograms and trace the steps of the killer who remains a mystery to this day. Welcome to Cryptic Dish, your new go-to spot for all things mysterious. I'm here to take you on an adventure into the unknown, from spooky unsolved crimes to mind-boggling historical puzzles. And trust me, you won't want to miss a moment. But before we dive in, here's a super quick favor to ask. Make those like and subscribe buttons your new best friends and give that notification bell a welcomed hug. It's your ticket to never missing out on any of our mysterious journeys. So are you ready to explore the cryptic and the curious? Let's get started. In the late 1960s and early 70s, Northern California became the stage for a series of events that would etch the name Zodiac into the criminal infamy log. A shadowy figure emerged from the mist, bringing with him a wave of terror that would grip the heart of San Francisco and its surrounding areas. The Zodiac Killer, as he would come to be known, wasn't content with merely committing his heinous acts in the shadows. He sought the spotlight, craving attention and control, not just over his victims, but over the public and the police. His reign of terror began in the late 60s, a period marked by cultural upheaval and change. But amidst the era's movements for peace and love, the Zodiac carved a path of fear. The Zodiac's cryptic correspondences began to arrive at various media outlets, letters that taunted the public and law enforcement with ciphers and threats. This was a killer who didn't just want to evade capture. He wanted to dominate the headlines, to instill fear with every stroke of his pen as much as every pull of his trigger. The community reeled in horror with each new letter, each new attack. The Zodiac claimed to have taken 37 lives, though investigators have only been able to confirm a fraction of that number. Yet, the true extent of his crimes may never fully be known. With every letter, every coded message sent to the press, the Zodiac Killer plunged deeper into the psyche of Northern California and indeed the nation. A shadow among shadows, his identity that has confounded the greatest minds and haunted the public imagination. This is the beginning of our journey into the heart of darkness. The search for understanding amidst the echoes of unsolved crimes. Who was the Zodiac Killer? What drove him to such depths of cruelty? These questions remain etched in the criminal logs, a puzzle yet unsolved. If murder was the Zodiac's grim canvas, the letters he sent were the brushstrokes of a deeply macabre landscape. Beginning in the summer of 1969, the killer initiated a twisted dialogue with the public and the police, a correspondence that would add a chilling depth to his already terrifying legend. The San Francisco Chronicle, the San Francisco Examiner, and the Vallejo Times Herald each received letters from the Zodiac. Letters that contained not just threats and claims of murder, but complex ciphers that he dared the public to solve. The Zodiac claimed these ciphers, when solved, would reveal his identity. The first cipher, a simple substitution code, was cracked by a schoolteacher and his wife, revealing a disturbing message that spoke of collecting slaves for the afterlife, yet offered no name. The subsequent ciphers, however, proved to be an enigma that would baffle cryptologists for decades. One such cipher, known as the Z340, due to its 340 characters, remained unsolved for over 50 years. Its eventual deciphering revealed a taunt, but again, no identity. These letters weren't just a method of communication. They were a tool of terror. The Zodiac used them to insert himself into the lives of his victims' families, the investigators pursuing him, and the citizens who feared him. His messages were laced with mockery, threats of bombs in school buses, and demands for his cipher to be published on the front page of newspapers. Now, the impact of these letters were profound. They instilled a pervasive fear, a reminder that the Zodiac was watching, waiting, and capable of striking at any time. Each letter reignited the horror of his crimes, ensuring that his presence was felt long after the blood had dried. But the letters also served another purpose. They were a puzzle, a game of wits the Zodiac played with the world. Each unsolved cipher, a testament to his elusive nature. Each solved message, a piece of the puzzle that seemed to lead nowhere, a maze with no exit. The letters of the Zodiac Killer remain one of the most chilling aspects of his legacy. Through them, he achieved a form of immortality, embedding himself into the logbooks of true crime history. As we delve deeper into the Zodiac's twisted mind, we find ourselves wondering, was the key to his identity hidden in plain sight? Or was it always meant to remain a mystery? A cryptic bit of history etched in code and blood. The Zodiac Killer's campaign of terror was not just a series of cold, calculated acts. It was a tragic narrative that unfolded across the lives of real people, leaving a trail of sorrow in its wake. Each attack, seemingly random, was a deliberate strike, chosen to instill fear and chaos. The confirmed victims of the Zodiac, young and old, represented the randomness of his cruelty. Betty Lou Jensen and David Faraday, high school students on their first date, found dead on a secluded road. Their youth and innocence marked the beginning of the Zodiac's reign of terror. Darlene Farron and Michael Magoe attacked in a parking lot in Vallejo. Magoe survived despite multiple gunshot wounds, carrying with him the burden of that night, the face of the Zodiac forever etched in his memory. Paul Stein, a taxi driver in San Francisco, was the Zodiac's last confirmed kill. His murder in a well-to-do neighborhood was a brazen act, challenging the police with a new level of audacity. The Zodiac even sent a piece of Stein's bloodied shirt to the newspaper as a macabre trophy. Each victim's story is a fragment of a larger, more horrifying picture. The attacks on Brian Hartnell and Cecilia Shepherd at Lake Berryessa, where Shepherd succumbed to her injuries, were particularly brutal. The Zodiac donned a sinister costume, a black hood with his symbol emblazoned on it, making this encounter one of the most chilling chapters of his spree. The Zodiac's victims were chosen not just for the killer's gratification, but as pawns in a larger game. Through them, he communicated his disdain for society, his need for control, and his desire to instill terror. The randomness of his attacks meant no one felt safe, and his ability to evade capture only amplified the fear. But in remembering the Zodiac's crimes, we must not lose sight of the individuals who suffered. They were more than just names in a case file. They were sons and daughters, friends and loved ones. Their loss is a stark reminder of the human cost of such senseless violence. As we delve further into the mystery of the Zodiac Killer, we carry with us the memory of those he took. Their stories, though overshadowed by the cryptic taunts and unsolved ciphers, are the true heart of this dark tale. It is in seeking justice for them that we continue to explore, to question, and to remember. In the shadowy aftermath of the Zodiac's reign, the quest for his identity became a labyrinth of theories and suspects, each turn revealing new possibilities and dead ends. The true identity of the Zodiac remains one of the greatest enigmas in criminal history, a puzzle that has captivated and frustrated investigators, journalists, and amateur sleuths alike. Over the years, numerous suspects have been proposed, each theory attempting to peel back the layers of the mystery surrounding the Zodiac, from Arthur Lee Allen, a man whose name surfaced with alarming frequency, to new suspects unearthed by modern forensic techniques. The list of potential identities grows, even as definitive proof remains elusive. Arthur Lee Allen emerged as a prominent suspect due to several intriguing connections to the Zodiac crimes, including a watch bearing the killer's symbol and a search of his home revealing suspicious items. Despite these tantalizing clues, DNA evidence failed to conclusively link Allen to the letters, leaving more questions than answers. The advent of advanced forensic technologies like DNA analysis and digital aging has breathed new life into the investigation. Genetic genealogy, which has solved numerous cold cases, offers a glimmer of hope that the Zodiac's identity may yet be uncovered. The theories extend beyond individuals, touching on possible connections between the Zodiac killings and other unsolved cases across the United States. Some speculate that the Zodiac may have changed his modus operandi or even ceased killing, blending back into society's fabric, his dark urges quelled or simply lying dormant. The cryptographic element of the Zodiac's taunts suggests a mind of both intelligence and obsession with control. Perhaps someone with a military cryptographic background. Others pose the theory of multiple Zodiacs, a partnership bound by a shared psychosis or a twisted game. Each theory adds a piece to the puzzle, yet the image remains incomplete. The Zodiac's true identity is a riddle wrapped in mystery, cloaked in the enigma of his own cryptic communications. With every suspect eliminated, the shadow of the Zodiac grows longer, a specter haunting in the dark depths of true crime. As we continue to search for answers, the question remains, will the Zodiac killer's identity ever be revealed, or is it destined to remain one of history's most tantalizing mysteries? The quest for truth marches on, driven by the hope that justice for the victims and their families may one day be achieved. The enigmatic figure of the Zodiac Killer has transcended the realm of unsolved crimes to become a part of our cultural lexicon, a dark muse for creators across various mediums, including Cryptic Dish. This fascination reflects not just an obsession with the mystery itself, but a deeper inquiry into the nature of evil and our collective desire to understand the unfathomable. Films like Zodiac, directed by David Fincher, and numerous documentaries have explored the chilling depth of the killer's mind and the exhaustive quest for his identity. Books, both nonfiction and fiction, attempt to piece together the puzzle, each author bringing their perspective to the highly enigmatic and complicated investigation. Beyond its cultural footprint, the Zodiac case has a profound impact on the field of criminal investigation. It highlighted the importance of forensic science, leading to advances in DNA analysis, criminal profiling, and the use of technology in law enforcement, setting the stage for solving crimes in ways previously unimaginable. The Zodiac Killer also ignited a fire in the hearts of citizen detectives, a community of passionate individuals who utilize the internet to share theories, analyze evidence, and collaborate across continents. Their dedication is a testament to the human spirit's relentless pursuit of justice, driven by empathy for the victims and a desire for closure. Yet, amidst the intrigue and the investigations, we must not forget the real legacy of Zodiac's terror, the victims and their families. Their lives were forever changed by tragedy, and it is in their memory that the quest for answers finds its true purpose. They remind us of the cost of such mysteries, the human toll behind the headlines. As we stand on the precipice of potentially uncovering the Zodiac's identity through advancements in forensic science, we're reminded the passage of time and the changes it brings. What once was a headline terror has become a historical enigma, a cautionary tale of darkness that can dwell within the human soul. The Zodiac Killer's legacy is complex, woven into the fabric of society in ways that challenge our understanding of morality, justice, and our insatiable curiosity about the unknown. As we continue to explore, to question, and to remember, we honor not just the victims, but also our unyielding quest for the truth in the face of darkness. Thank you for joining us on this journey through the shadows cast by the Zodiac Killer. Here at Cryptic Dish, we believe in the power of storytelling to illuminate the darkest corners of history and the human heart. Stay curious, stay vigilant, and join us next time as we unravel another thread of the unknown. And don't forget about the podcast. Download each episode on your favorite platform.